The number of children going through puberty as early as age 7 or 8 has been on the rise for several years. As a consequence, by the time these children take sex education in 5th or 6th grade, they're already well into puberty, well into the period when they are wondering what is going on with their bodies. Now, if you're a kid growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, this might be your first introduction to puberty at school.
Hello, I'm Natalie. My body's growing fast, so they all call me names and they treat me like trash.
Natalie is a character from the play Nightmare on Puberty Street. Going to see it is a middle school tradition in the Bay Area.
I didn't pick how my body would grow, and I don't feel normal because I'm not in control.
Youth Radio's Donisha Dansby wanted to visit some real Bay Area school children to find out what it's like for kids who start puberty early. To protect their privacy, she's just using the first names of the kids she's interviewed.
One morning, when she was 8, Rachel woke up and noticed something different about herself.
I actually honestly don't remember this, but what my mom told me is that I woke up and I was like, hey, Mom, what are these, like, things on my chest? I don't know what they're doing there. And she had to explain it to me.
Rachel's 15 now and fully grown. Back then, when puberty started, she still played like a little girl.
Fairy princess clothes tend to be kind of not well made and, like, revealing and stuff like that. So I was playing dress up, even though I'd already started developing. So there are some pictures of me in dress up clothes that are kind of revealing or, like, too tight in some areas.
At school, Rachel stood out.
Some of my friends had parents who they weren't as comfortable talking to about this kind of stuff. I actually was a person who answered a lot of other people's questions.
That's a weird position for kids. But some girls show signs of puberty even younger than Rachel did. Jaden was just 6.
6 when I got armpit hair and I started wearing deodorant, and about 9 when I started wearing a bra.
By 4th grade, Jaden still hadn't received any puberty education at school, which left the conversation to her mom.
Honestly, it made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I did my best.
That's Jaden's mom, Morella.
I just brought her home some bras, and I said, here. And she put them on. You know, I just made it as easy for her as possible.
But really, it's not easy for parents or kids. That's partly why schools offer puberty education, to help us not freak out.
It's not a big deal, but what I like to call it is it's a picture of Mr. and Ms. Naked. Okay, so take a deep breath.
And then comes a question from Oakland 5th grader, Isabel.
Let's say you get your period during class. What would you do then?
Ann Peacock is a puberty education teacher in this classroom at Redwood Heights Elementary.
Ask the teacher to go to the bathroom. Okay? And
what if it's testing?
She recommends that every 5th grade girl carry a personal pouch containing pads and a fresh pair of underwear, since periods can start at any time for girls this age.
My personal view is that we should do some form of sexuality education from kindergarten onwards, and that they are made to feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's, like, important to learn, but it also is sort of like an awkward lesson.
That's another girl named Isabel, also in 5th grade last spring at Flynn Elementary School in San Francisco, talking on the playground the week she and her friend Mila were about to start puberty class.
I heard that while having your period, you can get very moody. You can get really grouchy.
Yeah.
Like
I
a
heard,
roller coaster.
But, like, you have, like, a lot of different, like, feelings at the same time. Like, you're sad and then suddenly you're happy and then suddenly you're angry.
So I'm worried that some of my friendships are going to be on the line.
Why not talk to your parents about this stuff?
It's just one of those kinds of things that's like you don't want to talk to your mom about. It's like boyfriends.
Yeah,
you don't want to talk to your mom about your boyfriend.
Like you don't want to tell them about it because then they might be like, oh my
God,
you're
growing up.
But we are growing up, oftentimes way before we hear the word puberty in class.
I really feel like I'm on a mission now to make sure that people understand that teaching kids about puberty in 5th grade is way too late.
Dr. Louise Greenspan is a pediatric endocrinologist at Kaiser in San Francisco who is studying the causes and effects of early puberty. To be clear, Greenspan is not saying little kids should be learning about sex in school. Instead, she says they should get the message that being physically mature doesn't mean they're ready for adult relationships. To Greenspan, kids who start puberty early don't necessarily have a medical problem.
But is it a disorder as in there's something wrong with our environment or there's something wrong with what's happening in the world? Maybe. Something's changed. So the girls don't have a disorder, but maybe our world does.
While scientists try to find out what's causing early puberty, schools are left to deal with what looks like a new normal. In the meantime, kids are left wondering.
Normal. Am I normal?
Am I normal? Am I
normal? For NPR News, I'm Danish Dansby.
I really hope I'm normal.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.
This is NPR News.